Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Coronado Public Library Podcast. I am your host, Librarian Nick Burmeister. On today's podcast, I'll be telling you about some new books. We'll talk to local poetry writer Betsy Luttrell, and I'll give you a heads up on some of the online and on-demand programs happening here at the library in the month of April. So stick around, won't you? Let's get started with some new books. First up, The Poetry Remedy, Prescriptions for the Heart, Mind, and Soul, by William Sygart. It's a beautiful collection of poems curated for every emotional need. Sometimes, only a poem will do. These poetic prescriptions and wise words of advice are tailored to those moments in life when we need them most. From bolts of inspiration to news overload, and from infatuation to losing the spark. Whatever you're facing, there's a poem in these pages that will do the trick, offering delight, reflection, and that essential realization that makes poetry so powerful. That's The Poetry Remedy, Prescriptions for the Heart, Mind, and Soul, by William Sygart. Next up, Don't Read Poetry, a book about how to read poems, by Stephanie Burt. In Don't Read Poetry, award-winning poet and literary critic Stephanie Burt offers an accessible introduction to the seemingly daunting task of reading, understanding, enjoying, and learning from poems. Burt dispels preconceptions about poetry and explains how poems speak to one another, and how they can speak to our lives. She shows readers how to find more poems once they have some poems they care for, and how to connect the poetry of the past to the poetry of the present. Burt moves seamlessly from Shakespeare and other classics to the poems of our own day, responsive to current events or discovered online. She challenges the assumptions that many of us make about poetry, whether we think we like it or think we don't, in order to help us cherish and distinguish among individual poems. That's Don't Read Poetry, a book about how to read poems by Stephanie Burt. And whether you're looking for a book about poetry, a book of poetry, or a book that doesn't have anything to do with poetry at all, you can always find it here at the library. Okay, we're back here with Betsy Luttrell. Betsy is a local author who just wrote a poetry book that was published last year, and she's going to be giving doing a library program on April 8th at 4 p.m. And you can sign up for that on the cplevents.org website. You can sign up for the Zoom account for that one. Betsy Luttrell, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
So, Betsy, tell us a little bit about your background. Like, how did you find your way to San Diego?
So my ex-husband was Navy, and that's how we landed in San Diego. We settled in Coronado there for his last tour. And, you know, we have four children in the school, you know, that we're very happy with, and all different ages, ranges in the middle school, or not in middle school this year. Next year, I'll have one in every school, elementary, middle, high, and college. But
oh my.
Yeah, this year I've got two elementary schoolers at Village and two at the high school, one about to graduate. So yeah, I just, you know, really like the area, and it's good to for the kids.
Yeah, that's great. So you got here, you just recently finished a writing degree at San Diego State, is that correct?
Yes, I finished about a year ago my MFA in creative writing with a poetry emphasis.
Oh, great! What brought you to poetry? Why writing? Why poetry?
You know, a lot of people might say that this, you know, kind of sounds cliche, but poetry was kind of like my therapy when I was going through some difficult things in my life, and how I ended up, you know, exploring it more and trying to do something with it rather than it just be, you know, my journal of stuff is I was going back into journalism was my plan. my undergrad was in journalism, and you know, I stayed at home while my ex was in the Navy and raised the kids, and so I hadn't really had a chance to use my degree in many, many years. And you know, technology is changing on a daily basis. So I was like, all right, I've got to go back to school if I'm going to get back into journalism. So I started just kind of researching some master's programs and kind of ran into some problems, you know, because that for journalism locally, it was like, you know, if you want to be in management, and I was told that I couldn't go back and get like a second bachelor's in the same thing. So, you know, like trying to figure out, you know, my way back into the working world. And I just kind of ran across this program at San Diego State. And I was like, huh, well, that sounds interesting. I was like, well, I've got, you know, a bunch of poetry. Let me just submit it and see what happens, you know, all at the same time while I was still trying to pursue my way back into journalism. And I did, you know, work in journalism at Channel 10 for a while I was at school, getting my master's as well. So it was kind of like all, everything kind of all happened at once. Here I am going from, you know, being a stay-at-home mom, doing, you know, PTO board stuff, and then boom, you know, I'm back in school getting my master's while, you know, working in Channel 10 part-time.
And you published a book 2020 last year, right?
Came out in December.
It's called This Woman Is, what was it? This Woman is Haunted. Haunted, that's it. I wanted to say On Fire, but I think that that's a, yeah.
That's a I think that's a song, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the book.
Yeah, so the book, you know, most of that stuff in the book I wrote, you know, during my 3 years that I was getting my master's. And it's one of those things, you know, I never set out necessarily to write a book. Your last year of school, you try to, you know, look and see what you have and see if you can put it together as a book. You know, it's kind of like your last year, one of your classes that you do. And you know, it's kind of funny when you start to look at, you know, all these poems that you've written either, you know, before school started or, you know, during your time in school, you look and see all these common themes just emerging. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, I can make this into a book. And, you know, and then you just, you end up with papers just kind of spread out all over the floor, kind of, you know, organizing like, okay, you know, these all seem to go together. These all seem to go together. These go together, you know, and so it helps you kind of organize. And then, you know, you go through it again and again and again. You might rip a few poems out, put another couple back in. So yeah, you know, it's quite the process. I graduated last May. You know, and I was done with my book, you know, with my advisor, I guess maybe around April for that book. And, you know, I just started submitting it to different publishers, you know, which could take a very long time, but my book was accepted, you know, pretty quickly. And so I was, you know, kind of thrilled with that. I was like, wow, that was really fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Got lucky with the first book. Oftentimes the first book keeps on getting sent back and you keep rewriting it, but or working right on this or that, but yeah, you got real lucky getting it on your
first book. I did.
Yeah. Well, what? How do you go about writing your poetry? Like, what's your process like? Do you sit down and go like, well, today I'm going to write a limerick, or today I'm going to write
a
hack?
Yeah.
No, but like, how do you? What's your process for writing poetry?
When I was still in school, you know, it was honestly a lot easier. Like, you have dedicated time where you're forced to write, and sometimes you are forced to write, like in a form. You know, maybe that was an assignment for the week. So that was easier then. Now that, you know, I've been out of school, it's, you know, it could be a little bit more difficult. I want to try to, you know, sometimes I'll say like, I'm just going to write 15 minutes today, and I will, you know, and sometimes it's, you know, junk that comes out in the paper. Sometimes it's like, oh, I think I can work with this and make it better, you know, because the editing process is sometimes the more fun process, but it, you know, also the longer process than just, you know, writing. I, you know, a lot of times I'll vomit on paper. You know, it's like, boom, it all comes out. And then you got to go back and find what's worth keeping. I just always have something that I can, you know, write on, or, you know, even if it's my phone, like I have a giant list in my phone of just notes, something that will just like, boom, pop in my, you know, head and inspire me. It's like, I'm taking a walk, or just a thought that pops in my head. And so that's something I can take and work with later, or just like a journal in my purse that I have, or, you know, I have, you know, journals all over the place in my house, just, you know, so I can just like, boom, okay, yeah. I can write this down as a thought. Cause a lot of times it's, you know, I will go to sleep at night and wake up and like, I have like this thought in my head, and, you know, a lot of times I'll be like, oh, I can go back to sleep. I can go back to sleep, but I can't, cause I'm just like, just writing this poem in my head. So and a lot of people have, you know, more disciplined times. Like I will sit down and write 15 minutes a day, or I'll write 200 words a day, or whatever it is that they're writing. You know, I don't always do that. There are times when I'm just like, I'm going to write this because like, I know I have like several notes that, you know, that I've collected and I'll do that. But a lot of times it's just something will just hit me and then I just have to write.
Oh, that's great. You're going to be doing a, like an author talk on April 8th at 4 o'clock. Patrons can sign up for that at cplevents.org. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect on the 8th.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do this. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's fun to do these things in person where you can, you know, talk with the crowd. But at the same time, this is great because you can reach a lot more people. You know, you can just have anybody sign on from anywhere. You know, I've done a few Zoom readings since my book has come out, and it's been great to have, you know, people on, you know, different countries or, you know, different coasts, you know, tune in. So for this, I'm planning to do just a reading for my book, just, you know, to pick some various poems and read them, and then just do a Q&A session afterwards. You know, probably similar to I did at San Diego State, hosted a Living Authors event where I read, and that, you know, it's just kind of fun when you can ask a live author, what were you thinking when you wrote this? Or like, this is my interpretation, you know, is this right? Is this how it worked? And so, you know, I think it can be kind of fun for people to be able to just ask the author questions about it.
Yeah, no, I think it's gonna be a great event. These Zoom online programs, they've been popular. People really like them. And yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, I bet you're going to be able to sign into or reserve your spot for the author talk. It's going to be, once again, April 8th at 4 p.m. Sign up at cplevents.org. Betsy Luttrell, thank you so much for coming on the podcast with us today.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to the event next week.
Okay, great. Well, we'll see you then.
All right. Thank you.
I'd like to give you a heads up on some of the exciting events happening here in April at the library. First up, April 7th. At 4 p.m. on our Facebook and YouTube pages. It's going to be an introduction to vegetable gardening in collaboration with the San Diego Botanic Garden. This event is geared towards children, but of course anybody can watch the video if you'd like. This is going to be a very great event for kids, or very good video for kids. You can watch that anytime you'd like. It's going to debut at 4 p.m. April 7th on our Facebook and YouTube pages. Also at 4 p.m., but on April 16th, is going to be our Edible Book Festival. There's a lot of fun stuff about this edible book stuff. You can find out all the details on the Edible Book Festival at cplevents.org. But the festival, the Edible Book Festival, is going to be 4 p.m. on Facebook, April 16th. Last thing I'm going to tell you about today is an author talk with Caitlin Rother. She wrote a book called Death on Ocean Boulevard. It's got some local themes there. Death on Ocean Boulevard. It's an author talk with Caitlin Rother. That's going to happen on April 29th at 7 p.m. And that's going to be a Zoom lecture, or Zoom author talk, I guess you'd say. Once again, author talk, Caitlin Rother. She wrote a book, Death on Ocean Boulevard, April 29th, 7 p.m. on Zoom. Now you can sign up for all of our Zoom events by going to cplevents.org and finding the thing you'd like and signing up through our calendar. Once again, I'd like to thank our guest, Betsy Luttrell. Her event is April 8th at 4 p.m. on Zoom. You can sign up for it on our calendar page. And thanks again to Betsy Luttrell. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody, and have a great day.